This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Nova Safo. The housing sector has felt the weight of the Federal Reserve's interest rate hikes. Home prices have been flat or declining in recent months, depending on what measure you look at. And the real estate data company Black Knight says new foreclosures rose 19% in November. Is that cause for alarm? Marketplace's Justin Ho takes a look.
Foreclosure activity has been picking up ever since the federal moratorium on foreclosures ended last year. But Gunnar Blix, director of housing market research at Black Knight, says the number of foreclosures in November was still 30% below where it was before the pandemic.
There has been a slightly more volatility in the month-to-month numbers, but the level overall is not concerning at this point.
There are two conditions under which foreclosures would be cause for concern, says Odetta Kushi, deputy chief economist at First American: rising unemployment and falling home prices.
Because that means not only have people lost their jobs and they have this inability to repay, but they also don't have sufficient equity in their home to be able to sell that home.
Thing is, unemployment is still low. And even though home prices have been declining or flat recently,
homeowners are just sitting on, you know, near record levels of home equity that provide a cushion to withstand potential price declines.
Kushi says we will probably see more foreclosures next year, but it'll likely be more of a trickle than a tsunami. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.